USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the most common strain circulating in the U.S. New data shows that more than 40% of new COVID cases are of the more transmissible Delta, according to the Wall Street Journal. The CDC says that spread doesn't mean that fully vaccinated people need to put masks back on just yet. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy tells CNBC that he's concerned about the spread of the Delta variant, particularly in unvaccinated populations.
This is a variant of COVID-19 that has proven to be far more transmissible than any version of COVID that we've seen to date. The good news is that if you are vaccinated, you have a high degree of protection, particularly against hospitalizations and deaths. That's the good news. But the bad news is that if you are not vaccinated, again, you are at significant risk. So that is why I'm urging people to get vaccinated as quickly as you can.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
One state is sending National Guard personnel to the southern border with the help of a private donor. Lance Pry has more.
A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Mississippi State has won the College World Series, defeating Vanderbilt 9-0 in the deciding Game 3 of the championship series. Bulldog pitchers combined for a one-hitter against the defending national champions. It's not only the first national championship for the baseball program, but the first national title for any athletic program at the school. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Biden administration recently committed more than $3 billion to accelerate the development of antiviral drugs to fight COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that a drug that could be used to treat early symptoms of the disease would be a powerful tool. The White House's chief medical advisor tells CBS News that the goal of the program is to develop a treatment to prevent the development of severe symptoms.
Primarily, they offer treatment. See, what we know about COVID-19 is that when people initially get infected, many people can control the viral replication, which enters through the nasopharynx, the nose and the mouth. When the virus then goes beyond that and enters the lungs or else gets to other organs, then you get some of the catastrophic effects of this particular virus. So the main goal of the program is to develop an orally administrated drug or combination of drugs that would primarily be used for early treatment to prevent the progression of the viral disease to ultimately involve multiple organ systems and essentially suppress the virus right from the beginning.
And the NCAA has approved a suspension of the amateurism rules allowing athletes in all three divisions to make money from their endorsements and selling the rights to their name, image, and likeness. The NCAA's board of directors making the decision one day before laws in several states go into effect, allowing athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.